Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville, your home of Louisville Athletics all the way around. And it is going to be a busy time as we got the call of the game tomorrow. We got pre-show. We've got pre-game. We've got post-game.
Miller Lite pre-game starting at noon.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, we got it all. And then we move right into Maui Invitational next week, where we'll have at least three games. You got the women in the Bahamas right now doing their thing. So coverage all over the place. That's going to be fun. Also, it's Friday.
Completely dropped the ball on this. Tap dance for me.
Which means it's Bear Nose Day. Which means it's a good day. Which means it is a pre-weekend day, which means it's
Pizza Day!
And as always, shout out to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. They want you to do a little something different this week, though. They're encouraging folks to take part in the Black Friday sale next week. And Toy Drive. Their Toy Drive is going to be from November 1st to December 2nd. All gifts will go directly to St. Jude patient at Target House in Memphis. So you can also write a check to CCFF and leave it with a Baranos employee. You can drop that off at any of the sites. Just bring a new unwrapped toy to any metro area Baranos to support and Childhood Cancer Family Fund at St. Jude Hospital. Also, they're going to have the Black Friday gift card sale starting November 25th, $70 for just $50. So you pay $50, you get a $70 gift card. And from November 26th to the 23rd, you get a $25 gift card for just $20. So get out there, support, help them out, and help a bunch of people out. So first hour, we were basically talking a lot of basketball. We can do a little more of that. We were at practice yesterday, so just kind of trying to bring a little bit of what we can back to the table. I know a lot of people are interested in things that are going on there. Some more stuff there we can get into. Big football game this weekend, obviously. We're going to get into that. Do we have somebody on the phone line I need to take? Okay. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and we'll start with the phone lines. Ellis, welcome in. What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to address these idiots calling in, blaming Kenny Payne for everything. It's like motivating a senior captain like Sidney Curry. If you're not motivated playing for Louisville, you got a chance to go to the NBA. I mean, what are you on the team for? I used to be motivated playing at Wyandotte Park, a neighborhood park in Louisville. If I lost there, I would have been, you know what I'm saying? I would have been mad and wanted to go back up there and win the next day. That's just a neighborhood park.
Yeah.
I mean, and they was 3-0. I mean, they could be 3-0. He put them in position to win. The games at the end, they got to execute. I was watching the games. The other players on the other teams executed down the stretch. Or would we be 3-0? So, I mean, they need to be worried about the football team. Quit wasting your time and saying stupid stuff.
Well, look, I appreciate the call, Ellis. Thank you. Yeah, it was it was one of those things where you just – It's one of those things where I get it. I get it both ways, man. I mean, nobody wants to be 0-3. Nobody's happy with being 0-3. I understand that. I'm not happy with being 0-3. The team's not happy with being 0-3. I mean, I guess if you want to say maybe there was too much hype around it, that maybe we all didn't realize that it was going to be a little bit of a longer game, and that's fine. I mean, like I said, if you want to blame me for that, I can handle that. I'll take it.
This is weird.
Yeah.
But can we blame Scott Satterfield?
No, not right now.
No, not right now. But when he came in, they had a pretty quick turnaround that first year.
Yeah.
And that kind of bucked the trend that everyone said it was going to be a 3-year rebuild. And it looked like they more or less righted the ship in the first year. And then Kenny Payne came in with way more hype than Scott Satterfield.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, a lot of the basketball Benny still said, well, this is going to be a rebuild. This is going to be a 2 or 3 year rebuild.
Sure, sure.
And then, well, there was enough, it's showing like it's going to be just that, a 2 or 3 year rebuild.
And well, it was still, though, there was excitement. Well, for one, though, I will say this. Coach Satterfield came in and he had pros. I mean, he did have pros.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, Kenny Payne's got pros, too. And I'm in the camp that I think KP's doing a fine job.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating, I know, but
Who's getting drafted?
Well, we talked about Brandon.
Brandon.
I mean, maybe Sid.
No, I mean, do you think Sid's getting drafted?
I mean, if we saw the Sid that we saw the last couple games last year.
No, I know.
I mean, his ceiling, I mean, you could see him maybe getting a shot two-way or something like that.
Right.
I don't think, like, that's ridiculous. But, I mean, do you think, like, I feel like we're doing forget about letting the cake bake. I mean, how many pros do you see on this roster right now?
Right now, one.
Brandon?
Brandon, yeah. I don't think there's another pro on this team right now. I mean, I did preseason, to your point. Right. I mean, yeah, I thought it was like, yeah, no, I mean. But, of course, now I will say we are still 3 games in.
Right. Sample size isn't huge.
I mean, a lot can change in 3. I mean, God knows, you look over at the football thing. I mean, 3-4 weeks ago, it was no chance that this team turned around. And now we're looking at possibly an 8-win season, which is as good or better than anybody wanted right. to have. Yeah, thought we would have.
And if you pull it off, the wins that you're getting are not necessarily ones. You're getting it in a more impressive fashion.
Yeah, so. But anyways, we'll get ready and move into some football. But just to kind of close this out, because, I mean, the football team is going for win number 7 tomorrow and hopefully win number 8 the week after. So there's a lot, and it's a massive recruiting weekend. So I want to get into a lot of that. But just to kind of bow tie on that, man, they head to Maui. I think it will be. I don't want to overpromise that they're going to go to Maui, and like just look like a different team. But I do think it's going to be good for them. I think it's going to be good for them to get away and get together and kind of talking to them. They're excited to do it. They're excited to kind of get away, kind of do some, teams bond over in places like that. And not that this team really, I mean, you can tell they like each other. I don't think that that's the case. But I'll be interested to see what team comes back from Maui. I mean, is it likely they're going to win on Monday and Tuesday? Probably not. I mean, do they have a chance to win on Wednesday where they'll probably play Cincinnati? Yeah, they have a chance. They have a chance to win that game. So, to me, that's kind of the goal. Come back with the dub in your pocket.
Yeah, just don't go 0-4.
Yeah, you want to try to, and then you get Maryland at home here.
Yeah.
You know, and then you do have games that are winnable. I mean, so what kind of team comes back? I hope a better product comes back from Maui. I mean, I think that's the goal, and it's not like they've been hopeless. So it's not like you're just asking for a total miracle here where it's like, you know, like last year, we were watching that team, we're like, well, maybe they can win the conference tournament. Like, no, they can't. We know that. Like, you know,
it was pretty tall.
Yeah.
Tall order.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like, no.
I mean, they haven't.
Yeah. Texter might be right. A real butt kicking may be good. Maybe they
also
do.
True.
Maybe they do go up there and for real. It's like, no, now you're going to get, you know,
humbled. Torp.
Like, you, but just. Look, if they got humbled on Monday and turned around and beat Cincinnati on Wednesday, then okay, You know, like, okay, let's come back from Maui better than we went. And there are some winnable games up you know, into December. I mean, it's Florida State right now. Florida State's not won a game. You play them in December. Western Kentucky is always a tough game.
Right.
You know, no matter if you're good or not. But you get them at home. You got Maryland, who looks better than what people thought they were going to be. But you get them at home. You know, you got Lipscomb. You have, I think, Florida A&M, maybe?
Yeah, I got to look at the schedule.
It's one of the directional
schools.
Yeah,
there's a couple directional ones in there.
You have wins there that can happen. I mean, look, I hate it as much as the next guy, but going into Rupp doesn't look like it's going to be a win. Not, you know, I mean, I don't
not
know.
This year, but yeah. That, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Yeah, I mean, we'll see what Kentucky does. You know, I mean, we don't know what they're going to be totally yet. I mean, we've watched them play, what, four games? They played one good one, they lost. Okay? I mean, we'll see Saturday. If they lose to Gonzaga on Sunday, I mean, the narrative becomes there. They can't beat anybody that's worth a crap. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, that's kind of where I am on that. That's kind of where I am on the Maui. We'll get to the Maui next week. We'll have a show on Monday. Let's take this call, and we'll dive into some football. Who's this?
We got Jay.
Jay, welcome in. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, so I just had some basketball-related, questions. I just seen that, A.J. Johnson deciding on Monday, and then I seen where the Travis Branham guy or whatever said, like, we're no longer, in the driver's seat at all for Miranda. I'm like, with this team, the way it's looking now, and if players leave, it's almost one of them things like what would we have, looking forward to next year? I mean, I think he's going to have to hit the transfer portal hard. Like, say, because he's going to have, even if some guys come back, it's like he have multiple of the same type of position. Like, you look at Caleb Glenn, you look at Curtis, then the guys that we have on the the team now,
yeah,
it's still like we have, we'll have what, five?
Seems like a lot of wing type players. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it's like, it's just one of them things. Like, I'm hoping that, we can turn the season around to get some momentum, but I'm pretty sure us starting 0-3 is not a good look in the eyes of these recruits. So, I mean, but I'm hoping that, we can get some momentum and turn it around or whatever. Because, like I say, the program as a whole, I mean, nobody does things like Louisville Live. And, even the little tweets that the basketball post, those are, really cool and stuff like that, too. It's just, winning-wise, even in the summer, I was looking forward to Louisville basketball. Now it's almost like I've kind of switched to football almost, and basically a little glimmer of hope that we win this game.
Sure,
so it's,
sure.
It's just one of them things where just it's more of a hope thing than, actually seeing it. Like, I definitely thought in the summer that this team would look and be better than what it is.
Oh, same. Like, let me be clear. I'm totally in agreement with that. Like, and that's why I say, hey, if you want – not saying you – necessarily, Jay, but I'm just like, just the people that, if anybody wants to get, I thought it would be a little bit of a quicker, like, more immediate thing. I'm learning that it looks like it's not going to be, but yeah, I don't think anybody is like, hey, man, we knew he was going to be 0-3. I was like, no, we didn't.
I didn't think.
The thing on it is like, I don't understand how, it was this whole thing, like, Payne was hired in, what, March? And
yeah.
I understand, the portal was working the whole time. And we had tried on some guards, but, like, it was the whole narrative of, needing guards, like, all summer. Now it's actually, like biting us where we really see that we need a guard. Like, Ellis is a great scorer, but it's one of them more or less Russ Smith and – he needed a Peyton Siva with him like that. And then eventually, Russ, he started, playing more of the one at, his senior year and, at the end of his junior year. But it was more he still was a scorer. And that's the scenario, I think, with Ellis is just more trying to make him a scorer and then making these small forwards into guards. And I think at the end of the day, we really needed a guard. Even if we took like a Jared West type point guard.
Sure.
Had him at shooting guard.
Like, well, say, I mean, the Boykin kid the other day, I mean, from App State, you know, I mean, like that kid could play, and he was at Union in Kentucky. If Louisville would have called him, like, he's not at App State. He's coming to Louisville, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Ellis can score on anybody.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't, you know, it's just we needed a point guard and then probably another guard. Like, say, even with the trouble the Bates kid got, I mean, the guy's averaging like 25 a game.
Well, you're barking up the wrong tree with me, because like I'm just a savage in that. I'm like, they're like, well, they're off the court trouble. I don't care. I just
I don't either.
I'm like, take them anyway. Don't matter to me. Yeah. But hey, Jay, man, I appreciate the call, man. It was a good call, man. Thank you very much. I'm like, yeah, man. You know, maybe Kenny Payne does need to, and we'll find out, because with Miranda obviously looking like, I mean, I don't know, but I would say with the NBA, and if he goes to college, I mean, I said it yesterday on the show, it was like, with Isaiah Collier going to USC, that's the number one player in the country.
Right.
I mean, you remember, I did say that yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like, I don't know, man. Miranda, I mean, that might be something he just decides to do, you know. So maybe that's the case there. You have A.J. Johnson. Looks like he's going to commit to Texas.
ESPN.
I mean, okay, if you want to say, hey, maybe Kenny Payne needs to adjust how he recruits, that might be true. I mean, it's a new game in recruiting. Maybe he needs to adjust. Is it the Nike thing? I mean, we can ask all these questions.
Well, Phil and I were talking about yesterday.
He had help from Nike before, and now it may not be so much. I don't know.
I mean, we talked about at some point, like, what's going to give first? Like, the high standard of players here, or, you know, just getting some. I mean, he said yesterday that it doesn't matter about stars, and I love that.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
That's just one of the things, though, where I'm like, dude, y'all know what he's saying.
No, I know, but it's going to get parsed.
I'm not talking – I'm not talking about you. But, like, to me, that gives James something to – and I love James, but, I mean, that gives him something to harp on. Like, y'all know what he means. Like, come on, Louisville fan. Like, you know what he's saying.
Right, but like, at the same time, like, also, I mean, his bread and butter – we've seen him get these elite players.
Sure.
And to his credit.
Well, he's bringing in elite players. I mean, like, so yes, I know what he's saying, but I mean, look at the visitors. Like, he's not, like, two stars aren't visiting. Well,
I know, but get them to sign on the line, which is dotted.
Oh, no, you know, I'm saying, like, don't listen to that and say, see, he's not even wanting to recruit five stars.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, bro, that's
he's
right.
Recruiting. That's
right.
Who he's recruiting.
Yeah,
he signed the number one player in the state of Michigan and would have been the number one player in the state of Kentucky.
Right. He's in the creme de la creme.
Like, I don't think he's saying, like, well, actually, three stars are better than five stars. Like, come on. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, I'm not saying he's above that. Maybe there is some adjustment there. Or, if you feel like you got a plan, whatever. But, I mean, yeah, you look at the guys he signed so far. I mean, you know, they're good. I've talking to a few people, I think there's a couple more kids you'll hear in the 23 class that are going to be, how can I say this?
Where's he stand with the Trenton Flowers guy?
Oh, I think they're in good shape with Trenton Flowers. I mean, that's 24.
Right. No, but I'm looking 20, ahead. Yeah.
Listen, 24, I think, is where you are looking at. Because one thing he said last night on his radio show, on the Kenny Payne show, was...
Have some sound from that.
Yeah, and I don't know if you have this part, but where he did mention, hey, we did get a late start on the 23 class. And I know some people are going to gawk at that because they're going to say, or are going to roll your eyes at that because you're going to say, no, you had all summer. Like... Okay, but Kenny Payne got kids at Kentucky through years relationships. Like, so, okay, yeah.
And the NCAA has been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that cloud, like, has been gone
Yeah,
for two
I mean,
weeks.
So, okay, so you missed some kids there. You missed some kids, you know, because – and some kids you just missed. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know, you know. And yeah, sure, maybe there is a transition there for him.
Is that in the back end of the show? Like the Q&A? Because I don't have that one at the ready, but I can go find it.
I don't worry about it. I mean, unless you want to use it for later. I mean, I think it was. But, yeah, I don't know. So, I'm just more willing to say, okay, let's see. Like, let's see. If recruiting just continues to struggle, but I just think there's this quick jump to and look, I'm first to say it. I thought he would come right in and just start landing kids. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not changing that. I'm not changing that stance. I thought he would come right in and would boom, 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 start hitting some, just landing some awesome kids. Okay, that's not happened. Do I feel like there are reasons I can come up with that hasn't happened? Yes.
Right.
But, like, I just think there's such a jump to just be like, yep, recruiting sucks, and it's not going to change. He's just whiffing on kids. It's like, well, hang on, man.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say, talk about letting the kids.
You've had Knox in. You've had Carter Bryan in. You've had Trenton Flowers in. You know, you've had Elliot Cadeau in. You've had multiple kids. Like, I mean, is there anything there that could say, like, okay, you're going to have to win in the portal. I agree with that, especially not getting Johnson or Miranda. I do think they'll add a couple kids to 23 that are going to be freshmen.
And you can be a little frustrated,
yeah,
like with not getting them this year and everything like that. That's fine.
Sure, yeah. Because I mean, y'all know me. I mean, I'm pretty clear Bates on here. I would just pay everybody. Like, I'm Penny Hardaway. I'm just pay them. I don't care. Go pay Mikey Williams. Go pay those guys. Just go pay the kids and go get them. Like, I don't care. Those teams don't win, but I'd still do it just because I like the fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just the fodder of like, yeah, I got a talented team, you know.
Look at these shiny toys.
Yeah, I mean, when have you ever seen Calipari take a team of five freshmen and go win a championship? Well, they sure as hell think he's going to do it next year. You're happy. You got players. It's fun.
I'm trying to think who was on that roster in the 2012. At least they weren't all freshmen.
No.
Yeah,
I can tell you, he got a crop to come back. Terrence Jones, Daron Lamb, all those guys to come back from sophomores. And he had guys like Darius Miller, some upperclassmen that came in. And he added a once-in-a-generation player in Anthony Davis.
Right, I was going to say.
And Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, oh, by the way.
Yeah, forgot about it.
So you put two excellent freshmen, and Marcus Teague and those guys, you put some freshmen in, but you had more. Like, you think he's going to go take that team next year and win a championship? Hell no. But it's fun. I mean, you know, like, so I understand that. And yes, I would like to have the players. There says you got sidetracked off your comment on 2023 recruiting. Who is it going to be? Decommits from other schools? No, I don't think it's going to be decommits from other schools. I think it's going to be a couple kids that they like that are under the radar. They're going to bring it. See, KP does have 2 4-stars in 2023 and a 4-star in 2024. Hold on, man. They're coming. Like, yeah, I mean, I do agree with that. Let's go.
The cake bake.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But again, like I said, I'm not going to change my story. I was like, when I was like, yeah, KP will come right in, he'll just get dudes. And that'd be that. Okay, well, recruiting's changing a little bit, and he's going to have to adjust. I think that's where we're at. So, who we got on phone lines?
Let's start with Jay, and then we got Philly Carl.
We already took Jay. Pretty sure. Is it a different Jay?
Oh, yeah, you're right, we did.
Yeah. What are you doing? All right.
Sorry, I got Philly.
Carl. Philly Carl, welcome in, man. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, I just want to say, fellas, the fan base here needs to calm down. What I've realized, man, when I go home to Philly or when I'm in Jersey or VA or whatever, and I tell somebody I live in Louisville, the first thing they're like, where is that at? Where, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people here be like, you know what I'm saying, he should be able to get the recruits. This is Louisville, because they live here, and they don't really understand it, like, nationwide. You know what I'm saying? Kids follow, like, coaches in the, like, the bigger-name schools. The Kentuckys, the Dukes, and then they might follow big-name coaches. Like I said, they would follow Rick, you know. But they got to understand it's going to take time. I mean, everybody in the nation doesn't really know what Louisville is. So I think if everybody get it down some time, things would be all right.
Yeah, no, Philly, man, I appreciate it. Go Commanders. And it was
nice.
I waited till you got off the air for that.
Well done.
That was dirty.
A little sprinkling in there.
That was dirty. The Eagles were the worst undefeated team of all time. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's Texter says Branham said we lost Miranda because of the 0-3. If he said that, then okay, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, if a kid's just not going to come here because you started off 0-3, then the kid, then he probably just wasn't going to come here. I don't know. Like, I don't know what you do with that. I haven't read that, but I mean, I believe the texter. Okay, fine. Like, I'll take you for your word. But if he said, if Miranda said, I'm not going there because they're 0-3, then
okay. Then
okay, I don't know what to tell you.
That kind of plays into the whole also, like, do you want a guy like that? I mean, yeah, you do want a guy like, you know, 5-star, but at the same time, like, I feel like that's kind of fair to put in the whole.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you say you're not going to a school because they're 0-3, then okay. I mean, I've got a bunch of football prospects that are season started off like piss water and they stuck and here we are. So yeah. If Louisville gets it going, are you saying that say Louisville goes out and wins a few games and things do look a little bit better, he'll come then, I guess? I don't
see what
I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know what you want me to do.
This is probably
I haven't read that
right
to be fact. I'm just so I don't know.
I don't know. That just kind of falls in the I don't know if that's a kid you want.
Texter says, in the eyes of the average 17-year-old high school basketball star, is Louisville top 20 or even top 30 basketball program? I have doubts. I think that's a good point. I think that's a good point that we're all living in. When my son, and I made this comment to you or on the thing the other day, I was like, my son was like, I mean, when he said it about football, he was like, has Louisville football ever won anything? Or, you know, or like, are we ever going to be good? And I'm like, son, we were awesome. And I'm like, man, you don't even remember that stuff, do you? You know what I mean? I mean, I guess
to us, it's only like
same could be said for basketball for a lot. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the eyes of the recruit, maybe we're learning that.
I mean, as bad as things got and ended with the, you know, the Mac tenure, I mean, they were the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was just for, you know, a week or two, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't like it was, I'm not saying it was halcyon days, but it certainly wasn't all bad.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different angles we can take to that, and we'll see. Like I said, let's get better this season. Let's go win in the portal. I think you have two guys now. I think you're gonna bring 4, maybe 5 in. I think there's a couple reclass candidates. TJ Robinson, you have in 24, is a reclass candidate already. You know, Elliot Cadeau is still out there. We'll be interested to see what that is now. And that's one guy that I say, okay, if I see a story coming out that Syracuse is offering him $1 million, I don't lose him to that, in my opinion. Like, I don't lose him to that. I say, okay, I call him, Elliot, don't make a decision based off that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we
but that's been consistent.
We can get that taken care of. We'll go ahead and get Reggie. Let's get Reggie in here. Sorry, I want to try to keep people going. I know it's Friday. Reggie, welcome in. What's going on?
Hey, fellas, man. It's going to take time, fellas. He didn't really have that communication with the 23 class that these other coaches had. Now, if we did what Seth Greenberg said, hired him when we fired Max, where he can get on the recruiting trail and get Louisville's name out there, I think we'll be sitting in a better situation right now. But we took our time. So let's take our time and let this take place. Players is coming, trust me. We got Tyrone Stokes in the 24th class that we offered. A Louisville grown team.
I love him. I love him. Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, I know his mother personally. He's probably going to be a quarterback, most likely.
Listen, I'm all in for that kid, so, man. I think that kid, yeah, as long as he keeps developing, he is a stud.
And we got players in the state. We got players at Western. Juju, probably one of the top players in the state in the 24th class. So,
sure.
Let's just pump our brakes, fellas. It's coming. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm on the pain train. I have Kenny's back. I'm going to go on this one.
I appreciate you, Reggie. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think there are dudes coming. I mean, I do. I just, you know, I'm like, hey, man, let's pump the brakes on just the full-out onslaught right now. And I'll do the Twitter tagline. The people talk about me being PRs sometimes, I'm like, golly, when I see the statement come out 1,000 times, it's okay to criticize and still, yes, yes, everybody believes that.
Like, yes. That's a fan.
Yes, yes. Texter says, let me see, Elliot's going to UNC. He might go to UNC, I don't know. Again, I mean, you're dealing with five-star kids, like that happens.
A little positivity on a Friday. Caller just real fast reminded everyone. It's like, hey, last time U of L went 0-3 to start the season. Do you know the year? It was 86. He said that year ended pretty well for U of L.
I'm in.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Yeah, like, let's
sign me up.
I was like, I'm not going to be that guy. I was like, well, I don't know that that's going to happen, but Texter says, I'm not going to lie, Steve, missing on A.J. Johnson really pisses me off. It makes you lose a little hope in KP. I really want him to do great. Yeah, I mean, and I understand that. Like, I understand losing guys. Like, and guys like A.J. I mean, I thought we had a great shot at A.J., and you didn't even get a visit from him. I mean, and now listen.
Do you think that has anything to do with the start?
No, because he had – that makes you go back, and that makes me question the – Louisville Live thing now.
Right.
Because remember when it was I got a family member sick, I can't make it. Right. I'm like,
At that point,
I'm calling BS on
sort
that
of like
now.
Going through a thread chain. It's like, man, things were going good with this girl. Oh, that's
I'm calling BS on that, man. People are saying it was the 86-87 year. So it was the year after the championship. Jackass. Everybody collectively in the city right now, call Nick a jackass, wherever you're at. If you're at work.
I got that from a caller.
If you're at work,
say
Nick. No, the caller was right. It was in 86.
Right, but okay.
Yeah, all right.
So
everybody in Louisville right now that wasn't me, collectively calling you a jackass at their job. Right now, 1, 2, 3.
Well,
Nick, you're a jackass.
All Cody Hankton. Oh, Cody hung up because he heard me screaming into you. Cody called back.
Yeah, see, that's what we get. Let's keep rolling. Sorry, I was going to get to football. I was going to.
I know.
People want to talk. Let's talk. Butch, welcome in. What's going on?
What's up, Steve? Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Butch.
Hey, man. Hey, so you will be okay, man. You know, I've got in on the tail end of that conversation about. Was it a recruit that's not coming here because of the 0-3 start? Is that what I just heard?
Yes.
Okay. But it's just like the fan base. Everybody wants to fire Kenny Payne because they started 0-3, just like they wanted to fire Satterfield. People here just need to chill. Just chill. Just let it play out. Always fretting and frowning and upset. They're going to be all right. That's all I got, man.
Well, thank you, Butch. I appreciate that. And I always need a Kentucky fan to call in and comfort me. That makes me feel phenomenal. Let's just take a break.
Let's get Dan real fast.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Dan, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Man, great show as always.
Appreciate that, man.
I'm excited to see what we see this weekend from Art Monday from the basketball team. I think one of the things that's kind of frustrating us fans more than anything, where the real fans are kind of getting deep into it, is that the horizon isn't great right now. The people that we have coming in don't make our weakness better, if that makes any sense.
Like Caleb and Curtis can be really good players. I understand what you're saying, to clarify. Yeah. But it's not necessarily that, like, we need guard. Like a big – yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying on that.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you've seen earlier this week, like, Dre Davis had a great game, and everybody's like, oh, I wish we had Dre Davis. Mm. I'm like, dude, we got 8 Dre Davis.
Yeah,
Man, I want to say comment on the football team before I hang up.
Let's do that.
I really feel like Satterfield needs to win these final two games. They're I think we're the better team in both games. I don't think you can lose. I don't think you can start out. What was it? What we started out 2-4?
It was 2-4. Let's see. After Boston College, we were what? 2-3, maybe?
2-3. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2-3.
Yeah. 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 2-3.
I think it's
UVA Pitt.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Whatever. It was not good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can have the start that he did and then finish 0-3 and keep your job. You know, in year four. You know what I'm saying? So I really think that he needs to try to win these next two games. And let's be real, this Kentucky team, I mean, even if we beat them, which we should, but you know how we feel about that. But it's not a win where it's like, oh, that's a program changing win. Like, no, this ain't that Kentucky team. So I really think that he needs to win these final two games. I hope he does. Fans that are going out there tomorrow, I hope to hear y'all. Man, I'm sorry I can't because 10 degrees, I can't take my kids. But I'll be cheering on, man. Y'all have a good day, man.
I appreciate the call, man. And, yeah, just let me reemphasize really quick. Do we need to take a break now or – what do you want to do?
Let's take a quick one.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up with football.
Yeah, we'll sprint to the finish line with some football.
We'll take it up closer to the top. So, Middays, Mark Maven on 939 DeVille.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Corfridge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. U of L men's hoops heading to Maui, looking for their first dub of the year, facing Arkansas Monday. Kenny Payne, yesterday during the Kenny Payne Show, heard right here on 93.9 The Ville, talked about one thing the Cards need to tighten up on, and that's turnovers.
Anytime you have 18 turnovers and they score 20 points off the turnover, that is the game. And basically that just goes to two things. One, are we beating ourselves? Is the defense that good? Probably not. Are we playing rushed, undisciplined? Probably so. So we got to find a way to get players to be, the spacing to be better, so that when we do drive and find people, it's a clearer look.
Number 6, U of L women in action in the Bahamas facing Gonzaga tomorrow, 4:30. That game will be on 970 AM. Football tomorrow, Cards hosting NC State for the home finale. Coverage begins here on 93.9 The Ville at 12 p.m. with a Miller Lite pregame show. Last night, some scores. Number 4, UK men escaping South Carolina State, 106-63. Thursday night football, Jair Alexander had 4 tackles. Still, Packers fall 27-17 to the Titans. More middays with Marcus Baby next.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Finishing up the show here today. It's a lot of basketball discussion. I mean, I know it's what a lot of people's minds are on right now. But
massive football game.
Massive. And I think that mindsets will start to change over the night. Also today, I mean, my goodness, you have DeAndre Moore is on campus, is coming on campus. You know, Pierce Clarkson, Reuben Owens, just a loaded group of guys. DeAndre Moore's the one that I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick, but it almost feels like you're still recruiting.
Well, you haven't seen him on the
him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, the other ones just feel so solid. It does feel like you're still kind of recruiting DeAndre Moore.
I don't know why, but I'm totally with you in that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because you're supposed to see him this year or, like, you know, it was right. He was supposed to play this year, right?
No. He's the kid out of Bosco. He's the receiver.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't know why. Maybe it was because Pierce Clarkson and Reuben Owens just, they were pillars. They were before the season even started, even through all the ups and downs, you never heard any rumblings.
Well, and there was a ton of smoke with Moore. I mean, the last 2 weeks consecutively, he was at Georgia,
yeah,
he was at Texas, you know, and now he's here. So it's like it does feel like you need to close that. Also, just looking ahead really quick to the 24 class, you do know the number five player in the country is going to be here tomorrow?
Really?
In 24, wide receiver?
I did not.
Out of Florida? Do you know last week TJ Capers was here? I'm sorry, the week before last, TJ Capers was here. He's top 10 overall in the country. That means the number one linebacker in 24 and the number one receiver in consecutive home games are going to be on campus.
That's
for 24.
That's pretty strong.
That's even if you look, that's why you get out to the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get out to the game tomorrow, man. You finish this season strong, eight win regular season, and then we'll see what happens in a bowl game.
I'm trying to pull up the players in 20.
A lot of people have asked me about bowl game projections, stuff like that, and I do love bowl game projections. Assuming they win tomorrow, I think it'll be time next week to kind of start looking at what's on the line bowl game-wise a little more on this show, because I love me some bowl game projections. I love me some bracketology. Unfortunately, neither have been relevant to my team conversation in the last few years. So
no, it's a blast.
I know, like, but Marcus, it's funny because like if I got a good Louisville team, I'll start bracketology in December. I'm like, where do they got us? Who are we playing? That's good. Look, I'm this tweet I've probably sent out 1,000 times. Give me this bracket right now.
Right.
Like, yeah. So
that's always more fun. It's way more fun to, yeah, instead of if, it's where. Where are we going?
Yeah.
As opposed to are we, yeah, going?
And in the Final Four for one of the top quarterbacks in the country. We just found that out last night. So, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, Moore could just be going on visits for fun. Sure, he absolutely could. I mean, why not? Why would you not want to go to Georgia, Tennessee? Come back and go to Texas, TCU. You know, why not? I don't blame you. I mean, I'm not saying, look, when you're recruiting these top kids, you're going to deal with that. Like, so we got to just get over that. Like, say you were to land Capers or the Williams kid, the receiver. You know, this will not be the last visit they take. You know, I mean, you're going to fight off for these football kids. Absolutely.
A caller was asking, and not to put you on the spot because I'm trying to look it up. Do you know who the names of these guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to find out who it is.
TJ Capers was the kid last week, or 2 weeks ago, the linebacker's top 10. He just posted something on his Instagram of his game last night. He was wearing U of L gloves and throwing up the L.
Nice.
In warm-ups. Again, Nick, it's a top 10 player in the class overall.
Yeah, I'm looking at him 247.
Yeah, yeah. The here, I'll give you the name of the other kid.
Nationally 7th.
TJ Capers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The second best edge runner and the second best player out of Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Has offers from Bama, Florida.
No,
Florida State,
just everybody.
Georgia.
Say everybody.
In Indiana. Indiana.
And then look up Jeremiah Smith. Jeremiah Smith is the 2024 receiver that will be on campus tomorrow. Or man, probably later tonight, actually. He is a receiver out of Florida. I know he is
Chaminade Madonna Prep.
That's him.
Wow. The number 2 247 sports composite for 2024. Second ranked player.
The number 2 player in the country.
The best wide receiver. And we talked about TJ Capers being the second best player in Florida. Well, this guy's the first.
Yeah.
Wow.
The top 2 players in the state of Florida who are ranked. What, number 2 and 5? Is that what you said? 2 and 7?
2 and 7.
Number 2 and 7 in the country for 2024. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. 40 offers for this kid. Yeah. And the other guy had 22.
Look, I did a whole show on Let the Cake Bake on recruiting, and I'm like, look, that's why you got to start recruiting better. Basketball. Like, look, if I'm looking at that, I'm like, look, get out there tomorrow. Let's go win some games. Listen. Sorry. Tickets shouldn't be too hard to come by. Get out there, get tickets, get out there, get a good crowd, get out there, have some fun, let's get a dub, man. Revel XP, come by and check us out.
Yeah, absolutely, check us out at the Revel XP tent. If you want to do it, last, you know, home finale, might as well go to the Cardinal football page. They got everything for you: ice down coolers, TVs. They will hook you up, and you'll be right along Card March. That was fun.
That was great. Yeah, it was great.
It was a lot of fun last time for the weight game.
and in the JMU game. So
you're gonna be out there tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Phil Baker. We have Friendsgivings those nights, but we will be out there for the tailgate, and I know he and I are trying to talk our significant others into letting us stay for the first half.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's going to be a good one, man. It's a big one. Top 25 teams. Let's get out there. Let's have a good week. Good vibes. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.